When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these ghosts.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go on a Wednesday podcast. It's going to be a nice, warm 90-something degrees. You're going to have chances of thunderstorms later. And Eddie Scazzeri's with me as Al is still in Montana. What's up, Eddie?
Hello, podcast people and YouTube person.
Yeah, something like that. So a couple of things that are actually show-related from early this morning, or at least topics that were from the show. Do you like threesomes? No. Talking about that whole Villages thing. No. They had the caller called in to the Boomer and Geo show in the 9 o'clock hour asking about the golfer that got struck by lightning. Mm-hmm. Horrible story. And I kind of read through it. It's even worse. I mean, there's nothing good about it, obviously. It's worse and worse the more you read. And I always wonder, like, even the other day, I guess it was Monday, my son played in a golf tournament and they blew the horn and we had to go in and that was that. But even when we were sitting there, like you get the alerts in the emergency alert system, it said, do not drive, do not travel. And yet, dumb me figured, I'm not going to get caught in a flood. How do I know I wasn't going to get caught in a flood?
You don't.
How do all the thousands of people out there know they're not going to get caught in the flood? So my question is, like, why don't most of us, I'm not saying not everybody, but why don't most of us take these things seriously?
Oh, because you think it's not going to happen to me. It's just a
normal condition. I actually am the opposite. I actually feel like, why couldn't it happen to me? I've seen so much crap around me. I'm always waiting for the bad result for me. So I don't have that attitude. Yet in this case, I don't know. I guess it's more the area. I don't feel like the area, like the thing in Texas was so tragic.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't think we ever dealt with severity to that level.
And
yeah, around here.
Somerset or?
I was, yeah. I was at the Spooky Brook Golf Course in Somerset, and I got on 287 at around exit 10. And by the time I got to exit 8 is when it started to get really awful.
Yeah, and that area is, if you remember, around that Manville area, they're very prone to flooding.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, because you got the Millstone River, I think, runs right through there. So anything that's very close to a river or large stream is at risk.
Hmm. Have you ever been camping or hiking or whatever you're walking the dogs and you ended up too far away from where you needed to be when you realize, this is deteriorating quickly on me?
Yeah, I've been up on mountain peaks in Utah specifically where it just rolled in and it was hailing and we kind of sought cover for a while. Now, it passed quickly, but I've also been down in the desert southwest in southern Utah where it could be thunderstorming 50 miles away, and it can cause flash floods where you are.
Really?
Yeah.
From that far away?
Uh-huh, for sure, yeah. And, like, you don't want to be in a slot canyon. If you're hiking a slot canyon, which is beautiful and a great experience, but you don't want to be in there if there's water coming.
Didn't you also, when we were in Vegas, didn't you hurt yourself when you were hiking?
Well, I fell. I cut my leg up pretty
good. Right. I mean, and what would have happened if you broke your ankle?
Right. Well, I mean, in that particular case, I wasn't too worried because I was within sight of the road.
Okay.
So, and I don't think I ever lost cell service, mm-hmm. so I would have been okay. And there were a few other people on the trail. So, but if I was, I would not hike alone in a true wilderness area. No shot.
Right.
Because you know.
God knows what you run into.
Yeah. I mean, people do it. There was that guy in the Utah desert, or no, he was in the Uinta Mountains, a little north of that. You know, the guy who had to cut his arm off.
Right.
If you remember that story.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not me.
Well, but you've never been in the situation.
Right. But I wouldn't have been out there alone.
Anyway. Oh, true. Understood. Worst storm, would you say Superstorm Sandy is the worst you've seen?
Yes. Yeah. And we were here for that.
Well, you got here. I was not allowed to get here, as the state troopers would not allow me to come in.
You didn't stay in the hotel with Al?
No, I was home. Remember, that storm was a Sunday into a Monday.
Right.
And I don't remember if we had games, but there was a reason why I couldn't come in Sunday night. Yeah. I had a huge pickup truck. I figured I'd get in. And I woke up. The storm had passed at 4 a.m. I looked outside. I'm like, I'm good. I got in my truck. And as I started driving, I quickly realized power was out everywhere. And then as I approached the Garden State Parkway, there was a state trooper blockade. And Route 30, the only other way I could have gone was up 35, and that was closed due to flooding. And I had no phone, nothing worked. My cell phone didn't work, but it hit me that my satellite phone, I had a Chevy, the Chevy Avalanche at the time, that's how I was able to communicate with you guys. Told you, I'm not getting in.
Hmm. Yeah, see, I don't remember. For some reason in my head, it was like a Monday into a Tuesday. Is that possible?
I really believed it was a Sunday into a Monday.
Because I remember Al and I were here, and we just stayed here.
Really?
And we went to the hotel. But I could be wrong, and maybe we came in on the Sunday, but I kind of remember going to get, pizza somewhere and then going down to that Hampton Inn, I think it was.
Right.
Down on Broome Street or something.
Okay.
And then we lost power there. And this is how long it was before I had a smartphone. And I remember going down the stairwell of the hotel with the, you know, those old flip phones, much light they put out.
Right.
Or not. And trying to navigate down the stairwell with the feeble light of a flip phone.
I think you're right. It was the 8th, 15th? No, it was a Monday.
Yeah. And I.
You guys must have just come in on Sunday then.
Or maybe, it was Sunday night into Monday?
It was Sunday. If I'm looking at this 2012 calendar, the 1st, the 8th, the 15th, I'm counting the Mondays, the 15th, 22nd, 29th. So it hit the night of
because I thought it made landfall 4 a.m. or something like that.
Oh, all right. Maybe there was Monday and Tuesday. I don't know. Yeah. All I know is it was the beginning of the week and I couldn't get in. That's what I remember.
Maybe it was I don't know. Maybe you had a Monday night Dallas game. I don't know.
That's possible. Or maybe I had I mean, it's certainly very possible.
Were you doing the Cowboys back in the
No, you know what? I didn't 2012? Have a game Monday night because, no, Monday night, whatever night of the night prior to the storm or leading into the storm. Remember, it got very windy that Monday. And I remember being in the backyard and tying up stuff and making sure we didn't lose chairs and all sorts of things like that. I remember I cooked outside on the barbecue watching the weird sky. So I did not work a game that night. Mm-hmm. That was not the case.
Yeah, and I've a few times, I think at least once, maybe twice, I've had to stay home because of the state of emergency.
Sure.
But there have been other times when I have gone in a state of emergency.
Yeah, so have I.
And I can always use the excuse that, hey, I'm I work for a radio station, and we're needed and all that, essential services. And we do provide, you know.
Of course.
I mean, we're not like WINS, but, you know, we can provide some information to people.
I will tell you, especially with snow going forward, I will not come in a snowstorm anymore, because I don't, for years, I've always had a 4x4 out of my disposal. My wife had she had a Durango, a Tahoe, and then the Ford Expedition. All three of those vehicles, I felt like I could drive through anything. I no longer have them. And my tiny little car, I ain't driving through a snowstorm in that. And so that's out. And you know what? We have the ability to do it from home. From now on, that's what I will do.
Well, I don't.
I know you can't. Your job is different.
But I have the access to my second vehicle, the CRV.
Which you still have.
Yes.
Right. That's, and this is new for me. We just traded in. We had the Expedition for 6 years. We just traded that in about 2 months ago. And done with those. No more sports, really. So we're done with the huge vehicles.
Yeah, which saves you on.
Oh, my God. The gas. That Expedition, and I loved it. Even the Tahoe, I believe they were 30-gallon tanks, and you get 14 miles per gallon. My wife would, or I would go take one, and you'd fill it up with these, you know, current prices. Not that it's crazy now. They used to be a little bit more, as you remember. But it would be $90 to fill up the tank.
Sure.
And now, it's a normal fill-up is, you know, $28. Nice. It's like the savings. You didn't realize you were just wasting money.
Yeah. I mean, my Fit is you're probably very similar tank size. It's a 10.
Like 10.4 or something. Yeah, exactly. That's what I have as well.
And even my CRV is 13.
Okay.
Which is not bad.
No, not at all.
Now, have you considered doing like a CRV or a Subaru, a smaller four-wheel situation?
No.
To give you some ability to?
Nope.
No.
No. Because I'm at this point in my life, if I can't get in because of a snowstorm,
you can't,
get in for a snowstorm.
Yeah.
Nope. Sorry. And I do, I think back, like all those times we did it, I had young kids at home. What the hell was I doing? So for what? Like, honestly, for what?
And being a skier, please. I've driven up in the mountains in snow, and I've been stuck up at a resort.
Oh, stuck at the resort. That's
because,
okay.
Well, no, I've driven through pretty bad snow on windy mountain roads, and I've also been stuck up at a resort because they had to close the road for avalanche.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll pass on that one. The other thing from the show that came up was this player from the Pirates from the area in New Jersey, Monmouth County.
Kurt Bevacqua.
Who I don't really remember. So you got him. What were you started really watching baseball when? You're about 10, what are you, 6 years older than me? 7 years older than me?
58.
All right, so you're 7 years older than me. So I remember really starting to watch baseball in like 82, 83. So you got to be mid-70s then, right?
Yeah, 74, 5. Probably, I would say, 74 or 5. I went to my first Met game in 75.
All right, so you don't remember the 73 Mets.
No.
That's a little before you.
Correct.
What, and I guess you can tell me guys in the 80s because they won, but your first favorite players were who?
Dave Kingman.
Dave Kingman, that's how everybody says.
Yeah.
Okay.
And more than Tom Seaver, because Tom Seaver came up in 67 or 8. And so I missed those, the World Championship and the World Series. And he was still a great Cy Young award-winning high strikeout pitcher. But Dave Kingman was this new guy. He hit these monster home runs.
I know.
He was 8 feet tall. I met him at the Staten Island Mall.
Did you really?
Yeah, yeah. The newly opened
by chance or an appearance?
They had appearance. They had a bunch of Mets there, and Seaver was probably there. I can't remember, but I just remember because he was so huge. Seeing Dave Kingman.
Think about in this day and age, like you know, we talk about how Boomer was just what would you say 15 years away from making $40 million a year as a quarterback. If you think about Dave Kingman. And the way baseball is today compared to the way it was then, I'm not sure. I don't know what his contract status was. And they make a fortune. Maybe he was one of the higher paid players. I don't know. But this is a guy that today, with the home run, the launch angle, we don't care about strikeouts. This guy would be probably a $45 million a year player.
And especially coming off his highest home run total in 1 year was when he played with the Cubs.
What did he hit?
48, I want to say.
Okay.
You know, granted, it's Wrigley, but still. And with the launch angle and all that, and the fact that they people do not care about strikeouts
what
anymore.
What a difference. You ever, like, all of the sports are essentially the same but different. You know, in the NBA, the three-point shot doesn't, and the dunking, you take it back 50 years, the game doesn't resemble itself.
No.
Even though it kind of does. Hockey is probably the closest, I would say, to
would
what
agree.
It was.
I would agree.
Though the look is different because 50 years ago, nobody wore helmets.
Right, and the guys weren't as huge.
They were, for sure. Well, that's across the board. I mean, yeah, athletes are just
bigger and faster.
Yes, and it's full-time work. No one's working in the off-season, and it's just different. The NFL is the same, except that the rules have changed the game.
Correct.
Drastically.
Yes.
It's not as violent and fast as it is. It's not as violent as it used to be.
No.
If that makes sense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they outlawed the, you know, you used to be able to...
The clotheslines.
Clothesline and head slapping.
For sure.
And chop blocking and all this stuff that they've outlawed.
And then you've got baseball, which, again, is kind of the same, but so different. Like, I remember when I was a kid... Every single lineup was the same. Your first guy was the speed. He's going to get on base. He's going to steal second. You're going to sacrifice him to third, or he's going to steal third. He's going to score, and he's going to steal 30 or 40 or 50 bases. Mm-hmm. And it was just everybody, but the pitchers were still hitting in the National League, and they were bunting. They put their jackets on when they got on base. The pitchers don't hit anymore. Nobody really steals. I mean, the base stealing's up a little bit because of the stupid how many times you can throw over rule. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's different. And everything about the shift for a while made the game look different. What do you think are the – I'll leave it to baseball, no, not the other sports. What do you think is the next big shift in baseball?
From a rules standpoint?
From anything. I think it's clearly – it's the electronics. I think it's the strike zone and things of that nature.
To have the strike zone be just all – robotic.
Yeah, automatic. Yeah, absolutely. You still have to have the guy behind home plate because there are plays that need to be made.
Right.
And he still has to. I don't think you would want to put the call on the board. I think you would, I've always said, have a buzzer on the right leg for a strike and left for a ball. You still want him out there making the calls.
Mm.
But I do think that's probably the next thing.
Yeah, and as much as I want the calls to be right, I won't like that, I don't think.
I'll say what I said this morning. You won't like it until...
Of course.
Until it happens against you.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you will want it.
Of course. You know? Yeah. Right. In that moment, I'll be like, oh, thank God.
Like
but overall.
And I get that thinking. I do. But all the people that yell at me on social media or even call up and yell at me and call me the old guy in the room, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll ask them the same question. Okay, fair enough. David Peterson's on the mound. NLCS against the Dodgers this year. And he's trying for the complete game in a 1-0. It's 1-0. You got a guy on first base with two out, and on an 0-2 pitch, he hits the corner. Clearly a strike. Umpire calls it a ball. Next pitch, 2-run homer. Did you want the strike or not?
Right. Of course.
You know, there is a sense of trying to get it right, which
yes.
I think is important.
Yeah.
You know?
And I in my head, I've had this thought for a while that I don't know if this is even feasible with the way the analytics rule the game now and dictate to managers how things are done, but I've had and this kind of happened with the Rangers a while ago when Nolan Ryan was more involved, where they were letting their pitchers go.
Yes, I remember that.
Now, and I could not tell you if there was a history of injuries and if they burn these guys out and they ruin them, but and also I it's not going to happen with a guy who's throwing, you know, except for Nolan himself threw 100 for, you know, 9 innings, but he was a freak. If there's a guy who throws 94, 95 with a lot of movement, I think there will be a trend within the next 5 years to have these guys start going longer again.
Maybe.
But it can't be for all, you know, the really power pitchers who are just really torquing their arm.
Yeah. There's a lot of stress that's put on the arm, obviously. But, again, when you're starting to pitch now at 7 years old, think about how many innings and how many. I was actually thinking a friend of mine is a physical therapist, and I've had the last year of coaching, I started to have elbow trouble. And he said, well, it's about time. He goes, have you ever actually thought, now it's not in a game. I get that. But he goes, have you ever thought how many like batting practice pitches you've thrown in the last 15 years?
Now, would you throw 60?
No. No. No.
Not
no.
even the equivalence? From,
no. It, mm. Well, if you're saying because I'm throwing from 40 feet instead of 60, maybe.
But you were only That's doing possible. That when the kids were of a certain age, correct?
Sure. But I started throwing batting practice in 2009. Again, soft tossing to, you know, seven-year-olds. But every year, you're throwing harder and harder right. to bigger and bigger kids.
And then you were throwing from 60 feet.
Nah, it was never from, it was always from 40 in the batting cage.
Oh, okay.
It was never on the mound. It was always in the batting cage. And if I was on the mound, I always moved it up so I could throw strikes. 60 feet from me was too far.
And so would it be the equivalent of a 60 mile an hour from that distance?
Maybe. I suppose it's possible from that distance. But that's it. Point is, you add it up. And, I mean, it is a significant... There would be batting practice sessions where I would throw for 90 straight minutes.
Yeah.
And if each kid is getting 20 swings and then rotating, and you do that for 90 minutes, I'm throwing 300... They're not pitches, but I'm throwing... I'm tossing 300 times yeah, in an hour and a half. That
and it's an unnatural motion.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's why the softball, the underhand, it's not...
It doesn't hurt you as much.
Right. But I don't think you could get it to... 95 miles an hour from 60 feet 6 inches underhand. I could be wrong.
I would doubt it, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I don't know the physics of it.
I don't know.
But I can't because you can't get it just...
It's too far. Yeah. Too far of a distance. But now my point is these kids, these pros, by the time they start pitching in Major League Baseball, they have got thousands of innings and I would say tens of thousands of pitchers on their arm already.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't like, and part of it's because the kids are playing in the spring, the summer, and the fall. And then they have the indoor training. So there's no break from the time they're like 7 years old. By the time they're in their pros, I mean, it's amazing. Their arm's still on their body.
Yeah, right. Because, it's got to be hundreds of thousands.
Right. I'm saying tens of thousands. It's probably
hundreds
of thousands.
No, by the time they're in that yes. level.
Yeah, it's because right. Think about the minors, the college, the high school. It is insane. All right, so Dave Kingman's your guy. Was your family? I was talking to my dad about this the other day. Was your family big on going out to Shea? Did you go to games a lot?
Well, I mean, we used to go to like maybe 2-3 a year.
Yeah,
3 would be a lot,
and it was exciting, right? When you
oh
went?
My god, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, and that first this first green grass when you see it in person. It's, you can't replicate that.
But. I had that feeling for the first time as an adult when I went to Dodger Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those places that, I always wanted to go. And the one time we finally got there and you walk in, it's like, God, my wife's like, you look like a kid. I'm like, you know what? I feel like a kid right mm-hmm. now. And it was awesome.
Yeah. But you have to remember, we grew up in Staten Island and, it's not that much. It's a little better than coming from New Jersey.
But not much.
Still, yeah. And we were not rich family, and even though it was not that expensive back then, it was it was a treat that we
sure.
When we got to go.
And lastly, where did your hatred from the Yankees come from?
I just being surrounded by all the Yankee fans, especially Mike in the during the run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, all right. So before the pink Cadillac, you remember the pink Cadillac in 1996.
Yes.
So before that run that started in 96 and really went through, I mean, I know they didn't get to the world and they struggled and Torrey almost got fired a couple of times, but like through like 2005, six, when they were constantly in the playoffs, that period, that like 10-year period is what did it for you.
Yeah. And now growing up, I was a Mets fan because my dad was a New York baseball Giants fan and he became a Mets fan when the Giants and the Dodgers left. Same year, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, was the same year? Yeah, I thought it was 2 years apart.
Uh-uh.
The Giants and Dodgers left the same year.
That was part of the deal with the Dodgers. They had to get they really wanted the Dodgers to go, but they had to get the Giants to agree.
I thought one team left in 58, the other team left in 60.
Almost 100% positive.
Wow.
They left together.
Okay.
And it was after, I want to say, the 57 season?
Yeah, I knew 58 for sure. But I thought that was for, I thought the Dodgers first, then the Giants went. Was it the opposite or what they were saying?
It was a package deal.
Interesting.
That they both went out there. So they would have a little bit of a break on the travel.
Okay.
And they would have the natural rivalry still, even though there are a lot, you know, the polo grounds to Ebbets Field.
Was not the same year.
Not the same.
No. So.
Giants first year.
No, it was the same year.
Oh, okay. See, I thought it was.
So it was 1958.
Was the first year in California.
Yeah. So right. I had 58 right, but I thought it was only one of those teams. Wow, I always had that wrong.
Right, no, that was a package deal for sure, that they both had to go.
Very interesting. Hey, there you go. The moves were contingent on both teams relocating together. The Dodgers announced their move October 8th. The Giants made the decision public in September.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
Boy, talk about shock.
And then almost immediately, Bill Shea started the whole...
Right.
You know, to try to let's get this going. I forget who was the first, because the Paysons or Joan Payson, I know was the owner. I forget exactly how that whole history went down. But
the moral of the story is that Mike Francesa made you hate the Yankees.
Well, yeah, no, but I got off on a tangent there. But I was... you know, Met fan, and of course you hated the Yankees as a kid. But then, you know, and then the Mets got good, Yankees weren't as good, 86 World Series. And
right.
Was it? And but then that whole thing, and then, you know, dog with the crack committee.
Sure.
It was fun. It was, a little
but
bit.
But that was fun.
Yes.
This seems more, like, you can't stand them.
And then being in the dugout, trying to being sort of, and I wasn't planning on being pressed into duty, but all of a sudden, I'm in the Yankee dugout as they're celebrating after they beat the Mets at Shea and trying to help Susan with the post game, the Yankee post game. Yeah, if there was, you know, that just totally cemented.
That's a bad experience right there.
That was one of the worst sports memories of my life.
Would you
that and Riggins breaking free in Super Bowl 17.
I hear you. Those are two good ones right there.
Yeah.
I read the amount of hatred Bob Uecker has for the Yankees.
I'm not quite at his
You're
level.
Not, no, you're bad. You're not that bad. I used to remember coming in when, you know, he was finishing up his anchor shift at 11:40. I was starting mine at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
So there was always that hour crossover. I'd get in about 10:30, quarter to 11. And there were a lot of times the Yankees, when they were on the road, would be, you know, in the seventh, eighth, ninth inning. And he would just stand in front of that TV screen with that game on, just like yelling at them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Bob, they can't hear you. Like, he hates the Yankees.
Yes, I know.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
So that was the time. So Mike and the success of the Yankees and the people that were so smug is what did it for you.
Yes.
And it's really something.
Yeah. And it's all, you know, again, as a kid, Mets, Yankees.
Yeah, but as a kid.
But not to that level.
Exactly. It's like more fun with your friends.
To carry this into adulthood is really kind of ridiculous, but. Again, it's sports hatred. It's not real.
Of course it's not real. None of this is real.
Right. So, you know, for that and, you know, and then about 8 years ago, I decided to make myself the YE Day shirt. It really made
the
me
Yankee
feel good.
Elimination Day.
Yes.
You have taken over. And now who's going to take over that from you?
I don't know.
I don't know who around here like hates the Yankee. I don't get a sense of anybody, really.
I could think of a host or Who? Host who might, who I won't say his name.
That hates the Yankees?
Yes, yes. Who we kind of share secret little fist pumps when really bad.
Sharing fist, that's one thing. Having the hatred we're talking about is different, I think.
Mm.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, I don't want to out him or her.
Why? You like outing people.
Nah.
It's fun.
No.
Or her. It ain't a her.
No, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. It's a him. Which day part? Every day part has multiple hosts.
I say nothing.
Ah, you suck. All right, we got to go. I appreciate this. We're gonna call this one today?
What's that?
Mike Francesa turned Scazzeri into a Yankee hater.
Very nice.
I like it. All right, warm-up show comes same formula. Me for a little while, then me and Fliegelman. And then we will catch you guys tomorrow again at 5 a.m., and we'll do this with Eddie again right after. You've got the final word.
See ya!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.